Hello, and welcome to another Outside the Box, where food for thought is always on the menu. Today's topic is Hungry for Change. Feed the hungry, help the poor. That was the theme used by Maine Public Radio during its recent fundraising campaign in partnership with the Maine Community Foundation. For every pledge to the radio station, the foundation would donate about $15 to a statewide food bank. That amount, the station said, would feed a family of four for about a week at food bank prices. The money would buy food to distribute to families and households that lack food security. And other organizations, such as a group in my area called People for People, are providing food baskets for the holidays. Now this sounds like a good thing, a win-win situation, but I don't think so. Here's why. The givers do benefit. They do what they think is a good deed. They give of themselves and feel better for it. The food donors, like supermarkets, get a tax benefit. The food bank clears its shelves of donated, usually past-dated food. The volunteers are lauded for their self-sacrifice and community spirit. From their viewpoint, and much of the public, a problem is solved. But what about the people on the receiving end? Feeding hungry people for a week without doing anything about the other 51 weeks is inadequate. To reverse the old saying, we're giving people fish, but not enabling them to fish for themselves. It just perpetuates the problem of poverty that causes food insecurity, because most of the public thinks the problem is being solved when it isn't. The food does ease the pain of poverty temporarily, but there's less urgency about working toward a permanent solution. Those who receive the food see money going for a band-aid, not a cure. The pain is still there. They're still poor. Since we place a high value on independence and taking care of ourselves, many recipients of donated food feel less self-reliant and in control of their own lives. They can easily feel inferior, shamed, while the givers can feel superior. It's the kind of relationship that leads to resentment and anger, not win-win. It's not that hungry people don't need and appreciate the food. They do. It's not that I think public radio and the Maine Community Foundation were being malicious in their campaign. They thought it was a win for everyone. But the donated money did little to end hunger in Maine because it didn't address the root cause, poverty. Compare the Public Radio and Maine Community Foundation approach with the Brewer, Maine-based group Food and Medicine. They also have been collecting food for the holidays, but their theme is solidarity, not charity. This food collection is based on united support for working people and creating more good-paying jobs in the region. They see each other as sisters and brothers, working together to feed each other. Food and Medicine has fought against job layoffs, supported strikes for decent wages and working conditions, and helped laid-off workers until they were rehired. Food and Medicine also recognizes that every person has not just an opportunity to have a good job and enough food, but a right to them. In most European countries, every resident does have that right. It's a solution to poverty. Someday, maybe it will become a right here in the U.S. too. What's your attitude towards charity and solidarity when it comes to making sure everyone has enough to eat? Which would you rather have if you were in need of food? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping you'll eat less during these holidays and share some of that food and solidarity with others.